Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Good morning. Good morning to you. Thank God to be able to assemble again this morning on this Friday. We tell you, Lord, thank you that we're better than blessed. Even a blessing to be able to come together one more time to reason in the Word of God. And tell God, thank you for another day. Some say to get our day started right. Hallelujah, with the Lord. Truly, it is a blessing to wake up in the morning. Know that you're blessed. Wake up in the morning. It's a twister to God and tell him thank you for another day. Hallelujah, to start your day off with the Lord. It's a blessing. Truly thank him for all you that set aside, turn aside, and put a call in to see what thus saith the Lord. Truly thank you for your prayers and your listening ear. Lest I keep you too long, just to continue getting marked this week and, just getting encouragement from the Lord. Hallelujah. With even in John, we talked about your heart in trouble. Hallelujah. I like to encourage and remind people of the goodness of the Lord. And I like to express to you how important faith is. And in that faith is a necessity that we must have belief. You have to believe that you ask for. You have to expect it. Expect God to do that you're asking. Truly, when it's aligned in his will. As long as your prayers is not to harm someone, but to help someone. For this is a thing of unity. We must be united with our brothers and our sisters that are in Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Praise the Lord. But just want to focus on faith and how important faith and belief. Faith and belief. Mark this sixth chapter in Mark. Praise the Lord. Now, before Christ had did miracles by faith. Yesterday we read how by faith, the faith of Cyrus, the ruler that asked the Lord if he would come, lay hands upon him, upon his daughter. She shall live. And in the midst of him going, the news came that passed, but Lord told him only believe. That's why I'd like to remind us, it's not the situation that we should look at, but we should hope and depend upon the Lord. And they had to have faith even further down in that same chapter, the woman with the issue of blood. She had to have some faith. Know this, that you look through this Bible, all those that sought after the Lord, but all those that the Lord would touch, they were healed. When Jesus touched you, you are healed. But those that went a little farther, hallelujah, God made them whole. Hallelujah. It's a blessing for him to touch you, but it's a greater blessing when you desire the touch and you press through your way, just like a woman did. She pressed through her way that she might be blessed of the Lord. Her faith took her beyond that she could see. Her faith so much and so turned into sight. When you have faith strong enough and long enough, the form of it will change. The hope grows stronger, and the situation, just like even before in chapter 4, where the disciples, though they were a little weary with their faith, but they know where to go where it could be increased. Hallelujah. They had the master on the ship. Praise the Lord. He was on the ship there in the latter part of Mark the 4th chapter, but only thing he had to do was speak to the winds and they and the waves that they obeyed. Now all the miracles, but in our lesson today we're gonna see just how important no matter hallelujah if Jesus is in the midst, but your belief and faith have to be hallelujah, have to know that you know. So you can be blessed. Yes, I keep it too long. Father God in heaven, Father my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who come right now in the humblest way that we know how. Thank you, Lord God, for this day, this moment, this hour that you've given us that we may gather together and reach it in your word. Just thank you for an opportunity, Father. Oh, hallelujah, a blessing. We ask you that you come and bless whom you will, set free whom you will, unfold things, Father, that our minds may receive and our hearts may understand and take hold to that, hallelujah, that you've given us, that we may run this race and not run it in vain, but only give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. It is in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Mark, the 6th chapter, the first verse. Mark, the 6th chapter, starting with this first verse. As he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. Many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence had this man these things? Question was asked, and what wisdom is this which is given unto even such mighty works are wrought by his hand? Is this, the question is asked, is this not the carpenter's, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph, and of Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him, O Lord. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor in his own country and among his own kin and in his own house. You know, many times we see this, sometimes in your own family, immediate family, recognize to see, hallelujah, just what you are, hallelujah, and how God has blessed you, hallelujah, hallelujah. But because of they are your kinsmen, they feel like ain't nothing to you. That's why I said Jesus spoke to them. Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus, and we just talked about with this introduction that, you know, all the things had he done, hallelujah, even spoke to the atmosphere, Mother Nature, some call them the wind, hallelujah, and even the waves. Now, the wind, it's a mystery of that wind. It blows where it listens. It can be an uncontrollable thing, so as the waves, but he spoke to the atmosphere, and it made it sit down, hallelujah. It made it be, but only him just speaking to it. You see, praise the Lord. And even with all of this, but these here said, this is just, they asked this question, is not this a carpenter's son? You know, those that were made in hearing this, but they said, well, this is just a carpenter's son. This is just the son of Mary and the brother of James. Hallelujah. And out of Judah and this here, but Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin in his own house, and he could that do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands on a few sick folk and healed them. Listen at this verse 6, and he marveled because of their unbelief, and went round about the villages teaching, and he called unto him the 12, and began to send them forth 2 by 2, and gave them power over unclean spirits. Gave them power. See, God can give us power, but we have to believe. And like I said before, the thing is activated when you believe that you receive. Hallelujah. And when you believe it, then you shall receive it. But that's why it is a necessity that we have belief and faith. Hallelujah. Believe that the Lord, when we come to the Lord, believe who he says he is, and he can do what he can do. And when you have that in your mind, it's easy for you to hear from him. But if you're doubting, then your faith is wavering, and you cannot have a firm foundation. Because every little wind blow, or every little doctrine that you hear, it throws you off course, or you have no anchorage, you have no foundation. That seed that was planted in you, you did not give it chance to let it root in. Hallelujah. Root in, go down. You did not make space in your heart for it to take hold. That when it is tried, hallelujah. And many times people will try you because of your confession, our confession in the Lord, and people tried and even still trying to discredit Jesus even unto this day. Hallelujah. Even they try to discredit as much as the word of God has done, hallelujah, for you, in you, and all around you. And you know, you have self-evidence of yourself, just like Revelation over there says, this word is faithful and it is true. Faithful and it is true. But when you have unbelief, oh Lord, it's easy for you to be blown by every little wind. When you don't have a firm foundation, when you don't have no experience with the Lord, hallelujah. But see, you have a lot of experiences, but you're not mindful of it. You don't give God the praise and the glory and the honor. You're like a thief and a robber sometimes when you take credit for it. You should give it right back to the Lord. Hallelujah. It was not by my good, but it was by the grace of the Lord that made me to be able to stand. When you have it like that, it's easy for you, hallelujah, for the Lord to have this relationship with you then, hallelujah. But when you are stuck and wrestle with unbelief, no matter what he's doing all around, it's hard for you to accept that he's doing. The disciples here, praise the Lord. He says the countrymen, rather, that their minds were and the people are against him. They said it's not different. Calling the Son, our Lord Jesus probably had to work in business as his profession of his father. Hallelujah. And he does had to put honor upon merchants and encourage all people who eat by their labor of their hands. It becomes followers of Christ to content themselves with the satisfaction of doing good, although they are denied the praise of it. How much did these Nazarenes lose by this being against Jesus? How much? I even asked you how much have you considered how much you lose when you fight against the Lord? Hallelujah! See, your unbelief, that's a weapon of the devil, and it's used to fight against you getting what you ought to get. It says right here, you could do no more mighty works, save that he, in verse 5, he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. That's all he could do because of their unbelief around about the river. Speak then. Verse 7, and he called unto him the 12 and began to send them forth two by two and gave them power. He gave them power over unclean spirit and commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey. Look at this. It has to be faith like him. Take nothing for the journey. Save a staff and only, hallelujah, and no scrip, hallelujah, no bread, no money in their purse, but be showed with sandals and not put on two coats. Only take one. Jesus here, and he said unto them, in what place soever ye enter in a house, and there abide till ye come from that place, and whosoever shall not receive you, listen, nor hear you, when ye depart thence, shake off the dust under your feet for a testimony against them. Well, I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Solomon and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Look how powerful this is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They went out and they preached men that should repent. See, people don't like when you get in their business, as long as you tell them how good God is. But God expects us to, when he uncovers some things or when he let you know that he don't like something, expect us to repent from it. These disciples, he commissioned them to go out two by two that they may go forth and preach repentance. Hallelujah. And when we talk about repentance, and here it is in a nutshell, Christ wants to give us salvation. Salvation, even if you're already saved, still seek after the Lord even more so, because he wants to bring you in and unfold mysteries unto you. And though, because the adversary, he's coming with crafty things, but God wants to equip you so much and so that no matter how strong the storm gets that you're in, no matter how your situation looks dark and dim, you can still see in the darkest of the midnight, you can still see light, hallelujah, and press on, just like woman did over in the fifth chapter. She pressed on through, though the crowd was all around Jesus, but she pressed through. She pressed through. She pressed through, though many times in our life things are perplexing us, and it's like we have this tough obstacle course that we're trying to get through, but hallelujah, when you keep on pressing towards, keep the faith, keep the belief, hallelujah, keep the trust in the Lord, no matter how it looks. But you know in the end, you're going to win. You have the victory and you are victorious. And when you believe that you have the power that Jesus gave unto them, he gives it unto us as well to cast out many devils and anoint with all many that were sick and it can be healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when you have the faith as Jairus did, and you say unto the Lord, hallelujah, if you just come by and lay your hand, you want to get a prayer heard from to the Lord. You want to get a prayer heard. Hallelujah. Just have the faith and in faith speak that. Lord, if you just look my way, everything will be all right. You have to let the Lord know. Speak it with, just like you do when you get salvation. You make this you make this testimony of that I believe. I believe, Lord. Hallelujah. I believe. I believe. And when you believe, see how it showed you, just to show you in this little short lesson how important belief is. Even Christ standing there in Christ in the flesh there could not do no more than just do a little healing, but he wanted to do miraculous things, but he couldn't do no more because of their unbelief. You got to believe that you asked for. You got to believe it when you ask for prayer. Believe that it's going to be heard. Believe that it's going to be answered. Hallelujah. 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 Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. And you already have the victory when you believe it. When you believe it, the scripture can apply to you before they call. I will answer it while they yet speak it. I will hear that. You can, when you believe that, when you believe that long enough, believe and have faith long enough until faith starts to transition into sight. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. But know this, you have to gather, have faith. You got to have belief. Believe that the Lord will do it. Hallelujah. And he will. And he will. He give power to Christians. We can cast, just like he gave power to the disciples, we have the power as well. And what will put the seal of approval on it, we say in the name of Jesus. And not in our name, but in that name that is above every name, where every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. God bless you. God keep you. That's a little short lesson I had for you this morning. Well, we thank him for his goodness. We thank him for his grace, and his truth endured to all generations. We're at the point of our service. If you want to join in, if you want to have a comment, we here. Hallelujah. We here. You open, Brother D.
Amen. Good morning, my brother. Good morning. I ended up being a little late to the party this morning. Come in about 13
right.
minutes late. But yet, I got a chance to hear just what I needed to hear. First, give honor to God, who's truly the head of my life. I just want to thank him once more again. Allowing me to rise up. He said, go and start a new day. Yes, sign to all my family, as always. Doing well. Coming here and finding my spiritual family. Doing well. I thank the Lord for allowing my brother to come in and give us another dose of medication this morning, because we find ourselves sick and need to be made whole. And the Lord will do what is through the word of the Lord. And we thank the Lord for allowing my brother to give us the word this morning. Now, hearing and saying faith and belief. And my brother spoke on it yesterday. And when you said that, it brought back what you said yesterday. She believes so hard, and she has so much faith. She has so much faith, and she believed that if I could just touch the hem of his garment, she believed that her faith would make her whole. And that's what my brother's saying this morning. You got to have faith. The Bible tells man it is all done by faith. That's it. Mm-hmm. It's all done by faith. The Lord will do just what he said if you just simply believe in him. That's all you got to do is believe in him. I thank God for giving me an understanding of his word that I have. I thank God for giving me to know how to trust in him. Somebody said, trust in the Lord until I die. I believe it right there for me. Remember, I believe it wrote there for you.
Yes,
I believe it wrote there for my brother, Eric. I believe it wrote there for Russ Kim. So I'm going to trust in the Lord until I die. I find that on this road that I'm on, I've been on it too long. So I'm rooted and booted in God's word. I've been on it too long to turn around now. I just tell God to thank you. Just me and God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
God
and
bless.
We pray that the Lord continue to bless us. We pray that the Lord bless those prayer to go into the weekend. And some of them may not hear from each other until Monday morning. But I pray the Lord bless those that are listening. They will come back Monday at the appointed time. And if the Lord say so, we'll be right here. Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you for being here.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Sir, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I see you, Brother Nutty.
Good morning, Reverend Henry. I
good morning.
I'm going to tell you, I've been out there all week just being quiet, but I've been, my mind been puzzled. I finally got the answer you know, I've been asking myself, what is faith? Then this morning it said, faith is a strong belief in what you believe in. And with that being said, my mother-in-law went to the hospital yesterday, and they kept her. And my wife stayed there with her last night. And just pray for my mother-in-law and my wife. Because my wife said she didn't sleep at all last night because she was worried about her mom. And I got another couple of friends that have sickness in their family. Pray for them as well. I just say it this way. Pray for my family and all people that's going through something right now. Sick, shit in, just the storms. Just pray for the world right now and me as well. Because I've been trying to, you know, I knew it, but it's just like faith, you know. I have faith in something that I can't see, so that's a strong belief. And, you know, and I sit here and listen to you preach about when you have faith in something, especially in the Lord, how things will come at you, which is, the things is nothing but the devil. He didn't use any type
right.
of any form to pull you away, whether it's your job, whether it's something that in your mind going, a race car, or simply somebody saying the wrong thing and get you irritated. That's only the devil. I mean, you know, we all think it's always spiritual, but he can use material things to get in your way. And that's what I come up with this morning. I just want y'all to continue to pray for Brenda Taper, pray for us, and like I say, my friend, Dad, he had open heart surgery like yesterday, and it's, you know, they are a little upset, but he's doing okay. Just like I told her on the phone, just have faith, continue to pray. That's it this morning.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Man, continue to pray and have faith. Have faith. Have that strong belief. Have that hope. You need to have that hope. See, because let me say this to you, that the evidence is the situation, and you say you believe in something that you cannot. Hallelujah. And that's the latter part of it, that the evidence. And if things is not seen, because if we look at the evidence, it would cause us to be weak and cause us to be weary. But we have that consistent hope. See, hope will go beyond what the evidence that is, because if we look at the evidence, we won't have the faith, because my God is a God that uses nothing and make something. he has the so nothing else can get the credit. That's why a lot of times in our life he puts us in situations where we know for ourselves it was nobody but the Lord that did.
But the Lord. But the Lord.
Credit. No way we can take credit. That's why he uses things that look hopeless. That looks hopeless.
That's it, real.
He makes hope
that's
out of
it.
A hopeless situation.
Because
of the evidence. Is that the evidence? The evidence don't see evidence. They need evidence to present something to even in a criminal act. But they need the evidence to convict.
Evidence to prove it. Yes, sir.
But see,
yes, sir.
But see, God can go beyond.
Go beyond.
It's evident that, you know, this thing don't look like it can be. You know, just you take the disciples that was on the ship, and when the wind was beating up on the ship, the waves was beating on the ship, even coming into the ship, and the ship evidently had got off course where the winds had threw it so
tossed
far
it,
off, and it caused them in that hallelujah, because they were looking at the evidence, the situation,
the evidence.
And they didn't see
that's
no
it.
Way out, but they had hope
no way
in the Lord that was on the ship, in the hinder part of the ship. How so it is in our life when we're tossed and we're torn and we're pushed by every which way. Hallelujah. But we remain that hope, that belief, faith beyond believing, beyond a strong, firm foundation, believing beyond what it looks like. What it looks like. It looks dim to those, but God presenting things to us that we can give that not credit to the evidence, because the evidence it's not adding up. The evidence is, well, if I pay my bills, if I pay my bills, my utilities will fail. But what if I don't have the money to pay the bill and my utilities is still on?
The evidence, that's it.
The light is still on, not because I pay the bill, but because God allowed through His mercy and His grace to show us something.
Yes,
that's why it's so important. God, we just believe in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
believe
Lord.
And have faith and keep on believing, even if it looks dim,
keep on believing.
You hear no when you want to hear it. Yes, keep on believing.
Sure.
Trust in the Lord.
Keep
know that the Lord have the situation all in His
Yes, he will. And then it will show to yourself.
You'll say, my God, I did not because the situation, I did not see no end of it, but I still had hope, and that's where that faith comes in. Faith takes you beyond that situation.
Yes, sir. Let
you know that I have a bigger God. My God is bigger than this.
God, Daddy.
My God is stronger than whatever would come up on me. My God. Hallelujah. He's able. And when you believe like that, no matter what the adversary tried to present to help, to try to weaken your faith or to try to make you discouraged or try to make that faith wavering. James said.
God just works that way.
Hallelujah. So we have to be single in mind, and what we can be single in mind that God will. Hallelujah. We have to be all in agreement that He's able. Hallelujah. And when He does try to do it, it's done. Hallelujah. Know that when He decided, and it's just like yesterday, I go back, Jairus had got the news that his daughter was already deceased. Hallelujah. But before the Lord got there, but you know what God, what Jesus Christ said? Only believe. Hallelujah. See, if they looked at the circumstance, the evidence of here it is, this girl, she's deceased. Life has left her. But Jesus said she's only asleep. Let us go awaken her. See, those that would weak in the faith, they could not receive that. Hallelujah. But others, there was some strong followers said, okay, we're going to awaken. See, that's why he only took certain people with him. Sometimes in certain situations, you have to have only certain people with you that would believe, that they would hinder your prayer. Hallelujah. See, some, I think, look crazy to some people. Oh, hallelujah. That's why they laugh. Those that was there, that's why they laugh, because they didn't have the faith. Some don't have the faith that you have. Hallelujah. But I know. God will deliver on time. I know He will make a way out of no way. I know it is so much so that sometimes I get excited. Sometimes I get happy because in my praying and in my talking, I start seeing victory. I no matter how it looks, I just start getting happy because I just feel victorious in that. Oh, hallelujah. And God comes through each and every time. So it is. We're going to be happy because God is going to bless this mother-in-law. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is going to let somebody have a good night's sleep and not worry about it. Even the dad's friend that had a heart attack, God is going to bless in that restoration of that healing. We talked about even yet this week how God, he's still healing. Hallelujah. He's still healing, but we have to believe and have the faith. God is still delivering. We have to believe and have the faith. I don't care who in office, I don't care what the government doing, but our King is King Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let him be King in our life. Hallelujah. And watch him make a difference. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. I see you. Hey, Martha. God bless you. Gave us some beautiful nuggets here. Thank you, Lord. Says building a bridge, building a bridge. Your faith towards God has gone out so that we do not need to say anything. 1 Thessalonians 1:8. Also, she has here the main thought, live the gospel and others will listen. Live the gospel and others will listen. Praise the Lord. As God declares himself to those around us by his word and through our lives, we can become a bridge, praise the Lord, to those who do not yet know the love of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make me think about a bridge over troubled waters. Still waters, they run deep. Hallelujah. But we know someone that's able to carry us over. Hallelujah. We know someone that is able to keep us. Hallelujah. When the storm of life is raging, we know someone that is standing by us. He's also sitting in opening doors. Opening doors. Jesus opened the doors of salvation to all who will believe. Hallelujah. There it is. God bless you. That faith and that belief and that hope. Hallelujah. Will take you through. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord. Again, I say trust in the Lord. Thank you, Lord. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, my Lord and Savior Jesus, we come right now in the humblest way. We know how, Lord, to say thank you for your goodness, for your grace, and for your mercy. Thank you for holding us, Father. Thank you for keeping us. Father, we've seen your work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've read about miraculous healings. Hallelujah. Let us receive that and have the faith and have the hope. Hallelujah. That we can beyond, we have hope beyond the situation. We have hope when evidence don't show that it's going to be in our favor. We have hope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's going to carry us over those troubled waters. We have hope. We have that bridge. We have that Christ firm foundation that we can stand on, believing. Hallelujah. And just go ahead and give you thanks for it. Hallelujah. For in advance, we feel like you're going to set someone free. We feel like you're going to give somebody the victory. Lord, we say thank you. In spite of us, we say thank you. Hallelujah. We love you. We thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus, praying, hallelujah, that you bless this mother-in-law, brother. Hallelujah, brother Nutty, mother-in-law. Bless her, Father, his wife's mother. Bless her. Give her, hallelujah, restore unto her in the name of Jesus, Father. We know only thing you have to do is speak the word. Oh, hallelujah. Give someone a good night's rest, Lord, that they don't have to worry, but they can lay down. Hallelujah, and have this peace that pass all understanding, the understanding in our minds could sometimes have us troubled, but give us unto us that peace. Remind us we already have that peace. The only thing we have to do is just receive it. Receive it. Hallelujah. Thank you. Receive. Bless us to receive peace. In Jesus' name. Also bless his friend there that had the heart attack. Bless them. Bless the family, all families that are going through it and hoping for a good restoring, Holly, in the healing process and giving, adding strength, Father. You know how to do it better than we can ask, but we ask, Lord, have your way and bless us to understand and follow you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we thank you for it. And Father, before we end this prayer, just thanking you, Father, for all that you have done for us and to us, and keep us, Lord, hallelujah, keep us is our prayer. Lord, we thank you and we love you. We thank you, Lord, and we love you. Go with us and stand by us in Jesus' name and protect us until we can meet again. Hallelujah. Monday, Father, in your grace, hallelujah, keep us, hold us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing. Need you to fall on me, Jesus.
Fall on me.
Anointing. Would you fall on me, love? Let the power of the Holy Ghost
fall on me.
Anointing. Would you lift your hands and say, fall on me,
fall.
Anointing. Would you fall on me, Jesus?
Fall.
Devil.
Let the power
of the Holy
Ghost
fall.
Anointing.
Can we say this one more time? If you want devil for everything you've gone through, just say anointing. Would you fall on me, Jesus?
Fall on me.
I can't make it without you, anointing. Would you fall on me, Jesus?
Fall.
Come on. Now say, let the power of the Holy Ghost
fall.
Praise Lord, I see a hand. 248. 804. Are you Brother Tim?
Hi. This is Brother Tim.
Yes, sir.
Reverend Henry, I don't want to catch you off guard, and I'm just asking, I wanted to know if you could, you don't have to be, like I said, I'm not trying to catch you off guard. Can you speak on just a little bit if how even as Christians, we don't realize that we're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're fighting against mm-hmm. the principalities and high places. Sometimes we get so caught up in foolishness that we lose focus on what and who we are and whose we are. And I just wanted to know, sometimes, you know, even Christians disagree, but I wanted to make sure we understand that we all, we need each other because we're not independent of each other, but, you know, we're not fighting against each other. I don't dislike it. It's that spirit that gets in sometime and it causes havoc. And so I just want to know if you could just say a few little things about that, because sometime in life we need a little encouragement.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Surely. And yes, and see, that's what the adversary used, because he knows that if he can get us separated, hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Separated. For that's why it is instructed to us in Ephesians, and it lets us know Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness, and it says in high places. That's why we have to know that we have to arm up ourselves when you're going into battle. And a battle can be a conversation. A battle can be a disagreement. A battle can be a trickery of questions. but when you arm up yourself, hallelujah, with the Lord,
yes,
when
sir.
You let love abide, let love abide, let in that love, here it is again, and that peace, that peace that will surpass all understanding. Sometimes we have to just take a deep breath and stop for a moment. You know, some say take a knee for a moment and realize, hallelujah, and realize that God is listening, hallelujah, and God is in the presence, and he have no respect of persons, and then we'll be careful on how we're treating one another, what we're saying to one another, and we ask ourselves, if God is pleased by this, and that's why it tells us that to you can be angry, but don't let that anger take you into sin. take you where you don't want to go. You can disagree, and then you can agree to disagree. But don't let it get you off your square. Don't let it break. Don't let it break brotherly love. Don't let it cause you to fall out to where you have ill feelings towards one another. See, that's why it said, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on this armor. Hallelujah. Knowing that, see, the adversary, he has a trickery that he uses. Hallelujah. He don't have no power when we're in unity. Because when in unity, there's strength. Hallelujah. When we come, hallelujah, and we're on one accord. Hallelujah. And even in our daily life, and even when we would be carnal, but we shouldn't let carnality take us to a place where we're not even spiritual anymore. And being in that foolishness, the adversary can slip in there. He can slip in there, but we have to come to ourselves, just like the prodigal son do. We have to come to ourselves and say, hold on, you know, this is getting out of hand a little bit, and show some love, hallelujah, that God can get back in the thing, that where if we lift up love, he'll draw those that don't want to be loved. If we lift up love, and sometimes people make it hard for you to even try to show them some love, because they will let that anger take them, hallelujah, and pride will set in there, and then we receive the spirit where I want to be right. Hallelujah. I want to be right, and I want to get my point across, and no matter what it takes, I'm going to do it, even if it's going against. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That peace of that relationship that I'm trying to keep with the Lord. But when we allow that to pull us out, hallelujah, we must, how we can repair that is come back together. That's why he tells us, before you go to the altar, go back to your brother that you have off with, you know, repair that. Hallelujah. Then come bring your altar to the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why it's so important, even if that is part of the greatest commandment. If you love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength, and then it says, love thy neighbor as thyself. Hallelujah. We're in different states, but you're still my neighbor. We're a symbol on this phone is in showing you unity, unity, and we come together and we feel like all things can be humbled by prayer, just talking to the Lord about it. Then open up your heart and forgive, and it can start to mend those things that the devil tried to make be unmendable. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ye masters, do the same thing unto thee in forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. Hallelujah. See, but we, even as Christians, we can be wrong. Even as Christians, we try our best, but if we allow that adversary to be crafty enough, and he'll come in, he'll hide, he'll take part of the truth. He takes part of the truth because he know we know the truth and we're governed by the truth. He takes that to get us listening, huh? But he slips in a little error with the truth. Hallelujah. See, because when you hear the truth, you start to let your guard down a little bit, and then that craftiness will sneak in there because our guard is left there because we feel like we can listen because it's a little truth there, but it's mixed with error. And when we realize it's mixed with error, we need to be praying. Sometimes that anger will build up even in us. And when I catch myself and I see that I'm going places I shouldn't go with my anger, when I see that anger can turn into sin, I have to stop and pray. I first remove that is in my eye. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's blocking my vision, that I may see clearly and I may see things through God. Because God may be using that individual to fight against you, to see what you yet have need of and to work on. And God can turn around and fight. Hallelujah. He can fight with your enemies against you, but he can turn around and fight with you to your enemies. So this is the mystery of our Lord God. Hallelujah. I pray that's been some help to you there, but knowing that we wrestle not against that flesh, but if that flesh is being used by an unclean spirit. that's why I tell you it's in wickedness. It rules against the powers of the darkness, but it's in spiritual wickedness, but it's in high places, higher than we are. But we allow ourselves, we're sometimes used like a puppet. It gets them the best of us. But when we realize what it is, when the devil has, somebody said, got in the details, when it gets in the details, we need to bind him back out, pull him back out of it. See, because he don't wanna dwell where there's love. we can have a conversation, or we can be how we are towards one another. But if we see at a point where love has been moved out the way, watch out. Because the devil is trying to enter in and work in that thing. But love is so strong. Love is so strong. It's stronger than hate. Many don't realize that. Love is so strong. Lord, let me know. Love is so strong that it drove our Savior to the cross. That's how strong love is. A man that had no sin but before the foundation of the world, laid down his life, then lived a perfect life that his blood would be effective, hallelujah, to cover us from all sin. But even if the devil get in the details, we still can say, I'm sorry, or I repent, because nothing is worth. Nothing, listen to me real good, nothing is worth your losing your salvation over. Nothing is worth once knowing the Lord, but you allow anger or malice set up in that heart that takes you places you don't want to go, and then you don't want to turn from it. Then you don't want to forgive, or you want to play the "I remember when" remembering hate can do nothing but make more hate. But remember, love will cover the it will hide a multitude of faults, knowing that you love someone more than their actions, what they have done to you. But you love them more. To you, just want to repair the thing, and knowing that if you repair the thing, God will bless you. But if you keep the thing, then it is a curse to you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I pray that was some help to you, brother. Hallelujah. Whoever that needed it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. You know that the faith can work in the positive, and it can work in the negative. You have to be careful. See, some people are using faith for evil. They're hoping evil things. They're trying to trap up. Some people want to pick a fight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's sad, but it's true. But we're going to use it. We're going to claim it in the positive, in the name of Jesus, because we realize all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. And one good thing, just a little short song. A little short song to sum it up for you. We can stand on this right here.
out like that. Sing just a little bit with us. Come on. Rock of Ages,
yes,
help for me.
Yes,
let me hide.
Yes, he is, but yeah.
My rock.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
What are you doing?
My.
Hey, we can stand it. When we let him continue to be our rock, even in
rock,
our disagreement with one another. Remember, Jesus is the rock. Remember, God is listening to every word. Hallelujah. Let us be careful how we treat one another.
Yes.
There's so much in that, so much, but see, the devil, you want to get in the details that make you not remember or let anger take you someplace you don't want to go. See, because he tells us that we can be angry. We can be angry. We can agree to disagree. We can just flat out just disagree. But don't let it take us. Knowing we got to know a spirit going to enter in. And when you don't want to even think of somebody, when you don't, it'll take it to work. When you let that rise up in your heart and turn it to malice. My pastor told me something long ago. He said, we let the devil in, but he's actually coming in to do something else. Sometimes we let him in through our anger, or sometimes through our lust, or whatever it is, more than lust of woman or money or whatever, evil act, pride or whatever.
Amen.
But he actually coming in to destroy.
He got a different agenda. Amen.
Yes, sir. He have a different agenda, but it's hard to get him out once we let him in. That's why we're going to move for him. Yeah, because that love. When we see love have left the situation, then we got a problem. But if we bring love back in, somebody can do something to you. You say, "Well, brother, I love you." We just agree to disagree. And hey, I'm sorry if I offended you. Hey. I don't want this held against me. I don't want nothing
right.
to be holding against me. I don't want to be guilty of blood. Guilty. I don't want
Amen.
To say, well,
Amen.
You let your heart harden. You don't let your heart harden. I heard my brother say something, I just buried one brother, but then I heard now my oldest brother that I have left, I buried the oldest one, and now since he's buried, I want to take his place. one older than I am. Now he my oldest brother, but living. But he said, he was counseling my nephew that was having a little trouble with his wife, but they were going to divorce. But he told him, he said, don't harden your heart. Because y'all can get back together if you don't harden
Amen.
Your
heart. Amen.
And then,
Amen.
He said, and I never knew this, Brother D, but my brother said, he said, he could have got back together with his first wife, but he hardened his heart.
Hardened his heart. Amen.
Yeah.
And what did the word say? Harden not your heart.
Yeah. Harden not your heart.
Not your heart.
So, I was like, man, I never heard him speak like that. He said he messed up, but all the while he was thinking it was her, But he wanted to be humble, but he had his own mindset, and it took him too far.
Amen.
But yet he witnessed to my nephew. He said, don't harden your heart even in the separation. Don't harden your heart. See, because when we harden out our heart, God will come in and do whispers.
Yes, he will.
Hallelujah. And that's a testimony to us when we can look at a situation and when we don't harden our heart but let God work it out. I done seen him turn enemies into the best of friends.
Into the best of friends. Yes,
sir. I done seen it.
But what he said, though, he said, make your enemies be your footstool.
Yes, so sir. And then, even though he'll put them at our feet, he don't even want us to step on them.
Amen. That's right. Once you show
mercy.
Him love.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, Reverend Henry, I remember the little lady at my church. She told me one day, I don't have all of it, but she told me, I remember some of it. She said, let me tell you something, baby. The devil will have you to go further than you want to go, and it'll cost you more than what you want to pay. Watch
Come
that devil.
Now.
He's rough now.
Yes, sir.
Don't let forgiveness be absent in your life. You have to make sure that you're willing to humble yourself and forgive.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Brother D say,
yes,
if a man asks you for forgiveness, be man enough to accept it.
I had a coworker.
I was gonna say, bro, what man don't understand, when a man come to you and ask you for forgiveness, he's taking it off of him. And when you don't accept his pardon, you putting it on yourself. That's why the Lord told man the word. He said, get angry. He told man to get angry because he know you're going to do it. He said, but seeing not.
Mm-hmm.
We do it in the name of Jesus.
You know, I had a coworker one time, and, man, this guy, he was mean to a lot of people. I mean, he was one of them. He didn't care about no feelings, Brother D. He was mean. He was rough. Just everybody. I was like, man, what's wrong with this guy? But then he had a flat one day right there on the parking lot. Everybody went by him. He didn't have nothing to work with. Everybody went by him. But, man, I was compelled in my heart to help him, even though this man would be mean, even to me. He'd give me a hard time, never did nothing to him. But the love of God, you know. To help
him. Amen.
You know,
to help.
I was needing to get to church. You know, I'm running late for church. I can't remember if I was teaching that night, but I'm thinking, man, I got to go. But then I said, you know what? No, Lord said, help him. I'm going to help him. So I helped him, gave him a jack and helped him change it. And all like that. From that day forth, that man changed. He started being kind to people.
That's right.
He stopped giving me a hard time and started being a support. And we even started being friends. I'm like, wow, I never would have thought it.
Yeah, that's right. Wait, his thoughts and my thoughts are like east and west. See, the Lord had already seen it before. He was being angry and honest to you, being mean to you, but the Lord changed him. And he did it in the twinkling of an eye. Yes, he did. And it's working up and out. He changed him just that quick. And, man, while you was helping him change that tire, I know within himself, he had to be saying to himself, all the time I've been being mean and evil to him, he took time out to help me.
Yes, sir.
The Lord went to work on it. He got to work it out. That's just another form of God working out our problem for us.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Thank the Lord. We thank you. We thank him today. Praise the Lord. Well, brothers, we came. God has blessed us. Hallelujah. He gave us two lessons. He gave us two lessons.
Yes, he did. That
faith and that belief and that love and that forgiveness and reminding us that we're not fighting against each other. But it's those wicked things that trying to get in.
Right. That's it.
But I'm so glad. I'm so glad that we have a God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even if it's even ourselves sometimes. You know, I was at work and I was dealing with this atheist, and man, well, he was running hot. You know, when they just say little stuff, it just make your blood boil sometimes. And I got whooped over a ill thought that I had. I thought in my mind, I didn't say it to him, but I thought it in my mind.
Right.
I just thought it. I was saying in my mind, won't you just kill yourself and you'll find that, you know, God real. And man, Lord whooped me. Well, man, because of my thoughts, I went and told my pastor, and man, I had to get some prayer. He said, did you speak it? I said, no, but I thought it. But boy, that was
right.
I had to pray. You know,
That's right. Well, when you
I
know.
I had to pray.
And
yeah.
If not, he'll whoop you. That's right. See, that evil thought. That's
it. Yes, sir.
I will. My brother said, Lord has blessed us twice today. And when he said that, I thought about something. I said, well, we won't have service tomorrow. So the Lord gave us a portion for the day and tomorrow. And then
praise
we can feed
Lord.
Ourselves on Sunday. We can go to church and feed ourselves again on Sunday and meet up back here at the appointed time. On Monday morning, God just works that way. You know, I was sitting here when Ray was talking earlier. I was thinking of Monty, and how the song I love for us sing sometimes, and it says, my God, He works that way. See, God already worked it out for you while we're trying to think it out. He already worked
Praise
it out.
Praise the Lord. Yes,
He just works that way.
Yes, sir.
We wrap our mind around our thoughts, and God can work it. Let Him use you. Let Him have it.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Praise God. Yes, sir. We thank God today. We thank Him for what He has done, how He has helped us. We pray that He continue to come on in and bless whom He will. Set free whom He will. Hallelujah. Let people be blessed by them just calling and just having God on their mind. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Hallelujah. Start the day off with the Lord and get a little strength for this battle, for this journey that he done bless us, and now he getting ready to send us out. Hallelujah. We ask that our course, we have a free course. Hallelujah. Have protection from the evil spirits that are, see, they don't like it when you come together in love. They already trickering, doing tricking and giving little imps assignments to do, but we bind it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He gave us authority over that. The only thing we have to do is in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. When He try to disrupt and when you try to bring peace into a situation that the devil try to get in the detail, we just say in the name of Jesus. If you call it long enough, He'll step in.
Yeah. Yes, he will.
Yes.
Like my dad used to say,
he'll turn that, those that are laughing, he'll turn that into a cry.
He'll turn that into a cry. Yes, he will.
Sir.
She will.
He'll turn that smile into a frown. Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus.
Those that are frowning, those that are being tormented, they just hold on because they're going to get victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They're going to get victory. Those that have been persecuted for the sake of Christ. Hallelujah. God's going to give you a blessing. He's going to strengthen. He's going to turn it around.
Yes, He will. The song said,
it won't always be like this. The Lord will bless it concerning me, and sooner or later it's going to turn in my face. God's going to turn around.
You done it
too much not to do it.
Too many times not to do it again. That's right.
Yes, sir.
He's too great at what he do, Rev, not to do it again. He's just too great to not do it. You turn around. Oh, see ya. Yes, Lord. Dear God, thank you. God, sure.
Lord, to bless us in the name of Jesus. Just a little short prayer as we dismiss, Father God in heaven, to come thanking you for yet another disappointed time that you've given us, Father, that we may come together. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, help us, Father God, with even how we deal with one another. Bless us to remember to keep love in our hearts and mercy and grace for even fellow Christians, Father God. Don't let anger take us, hallelujah, somewhere that we don't want to go. Don't let anger take us into sin, but let your love abide. Please, Lord, let mercy and grace abide. Bless us to even have mercy and grace with one another. Hallelujah, though we be offended of each other, but let them not be offended overtake the love that we have. Let our love be stronger. Be stronger in the name of Jesus, that we would continue to seek after the things that make peace and where one may edify another. Let's continue to pray and allow God to have his way. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we thank you for it. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Yes. God keep yes. you. God bless. Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Come on, Rock of Ages,
yes,
help for me,
yes,
help me.